I wanted to tell everyone that we live in a place where you get judged no matter what you look like or how you are. Everyone goes through it. I have a special guest here to talk about her identity as a Muslim. Good morning, Keisha.
Good morning, Lily.
Can we start off by you telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I come from a family of four living with both my mother and father. Also, I have a younger sister, she's 8 years old. She and I both grew up in America. So when you say someone asks us where you're from, we automatically say we're from Afghanistan because both of our parents were from Afghanistan. It's just how our mentality kind of works. We don't look at it as if where you're born is where you're from. It's more like your background. Who are you naturally, not where you are geographically, and that's where you're from. That's not how it works for us.
How would you identify identity?
There's two ways you can look at identity. There's the one way where you can, the way that people look at you versus the way people say things about you, judge you, and the way that you just look at yourself and identify yourself. Okay, so most people see me, when they look at me, and as soon as I tell them I'm Afghan or I'm Muslim, they just completely come out of nowhere and just judge me. And they see you as, whenever someone knows you're a Muslim, especially from Afghanistan because of things of 9/11 and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, mostly people will come in and talk about, like, hey, you're a tourist. Hey, will your parents stone you? They tell you things that are just, like, wrong and messed up, things that they barely know about. While in reality, I'm not even close to the things that they say. Especially, people need to look at the difference in Islam, that most people get Arab culture mixed with the actual religion of Islam, which is really wrong because you cannot take someone's culture and mix it up with a religion that is worldwide. You cannot just mess everything up and go against everyone without not knowing anything about it, about that topic.
Everyone seems to get judged before they are even heard, but Heisha got judged for what she was and not who she was.
As I was growing up, I've noticed many different things in the way it created me to make myself an identity that I'm always going to be proud of. In the very first of elementary, there's a point where lots of people would just look at me, and when I would say I'm from Afghanistan, my nickname was Bomber, Tourist, go back where you came from. Those were the things that came towards me a lot, and it was really wrong. You should not be able to judge someone just because of their background or something that you heard about them. And as time went on, in the third grade, I got bullied a lot. Lots of people would just be like, did you hear that Aisha's family, like, makes bombs and stuff like that? Like, all those rumors and things, it all would catch up really quickly, especially because a rumor would be in one class, but it would also spread to another class, class by class, class by class. But finally, when I got to seventh grade, I stuck up for myself, where people would look at me and I'll just be like, this is who I am, accepted or not, whether you know the truth or not. And it's just how it worked out. People would look, give me a look and be like, you're a tourist. I'd be like, well, good. Isn't that great? And after a point, people learn to understand that Heisha is better than that, and is not that thing. Like, and I made sure that my true friends understood that Muslims are good people, and they shouldn't just listen to everything they hear in the media, because the media is just corrupted and just, it's wrong. And as, like, time went on, it's just I learned that people need to accept me as who I am, and if they don't understand who I am, then they're blind.
Can you explain any challenges you faced?
The biggest challenge that I ever faced is just the bullying that came with all of this. But the biggest challenge in the bullying was me overcoming the bullying and actually standing up for myself and being like, hey, this is not me, and you need to understand that. That was just something that was really hard.
Can you describe feeling welcome or a time where you felt like you were fitting in to certain groups?
I've never exactly felt like I've belonged to a group, let's say. Even in my own cousins and stuff like that, not really, because there's not many many girls my age. Either they're younger than me or older than me. And at school, like, people would just be like, you're Muslim, you're Afghan, I'm gonna stay away before you kill me. Pretty much. And that's just how it worked out. I never felt like I belonged in a group, but what made me get more friends in a way is me just being proud of who I am and for showing people who I am.
So, no matter what people tend to judge her, what is your definition of normal?
Normal, general background is like, I guess being popular or pretty, not even that, just like a person that isn't judged just because of where they come from or what they believe in.
Everyone is normal. How she identifies normal is based from people's perspectives of her. She thinks that normal is people who have a pretty face and are popular with a background that is one like everyone else's. Truth is, everyone's normal. If you change yourself and become something you're not, then you're not normal.
Is usually the thing that affects me. Most people just look at me and they're just like, this girl's Muslim. And like I said, people just think that once you're a Muslim, you're going to be the one that's killing yourself, comes from the suicide bomber family, all that stuff that you hear from the media, pretty much. And it's just like the way that people come to you and perceive, and like the way that they come to you is just wrong. And like they don't understand that the media is not always right. And people act like they know that, but in reality they don't. Because you're telling me that you know what the media is. And then one of the biggest things that is always on the media is how Muslim people, Muslim quote, that they are killing people and things like that. But in reality, Muslims are not allowed to kill anyone. That's the biggest law. We are not even allowed to judge someone. And people need to, like, look at that, and they need to see the difference between how much of a difference it is between killing someone and then not even being allowed to judge someone. If you're not allowed to judge someone, forget about killing. That is one of the major things about being like that. And the Holy Quran, which is like pretty much the Muslim version of the Bible, the Holy Book, is the Holy Quran. And that is one of the biggest rules. Don't judge no one. And if you kill someone, it is as if the sin of you killed the whole world. And it goes into context of how you kill one person, how many people it affects. Overall, the people identity means two things. It means the way that you look at yourself and you make people accept you versus what people think about you. You just need to learn how to work with it.
We live in a place where you get judged no matter what you look like or how you are. There is always someone to bring you down, but you just have to ignore the others on what they say because you know who you are and that's all that matters.